Now, carrying on with this concept of investigating the character of the coordination complex, here we've got the total number of ions that are in solution, so this can be indicated from conductivity. We know the number of ionic chloride from the reaction with silver, and then we know from this the charge that we've got in our complex. What you can see up here is with these platinum amine chloride complexes is that we can have a large platinum complex here with four counter ions down the bottom, and the charge on the square brackets here then means it's 4+. Down the bottom we've got a platinum hexachloro complex, and now the charge on this thing must be 2- because we've got two potassium counter ions sitting at the front. So by changing the number of chlorides that are bonded to the metal, each one of these is carrying a negative charge. We change the actual charge on the complex to go from a complex cation through to a complex anion. So you guys are going to have to name complex cations and complex anions.